Hello, and welcome to episode 34 of The Good, The Dan, The Florida Man. With you, as always, your hosts.
The Interrupting Good, sorry, Ben. And we've got...
The Non-Interrupting Daniel. Dan. We also have...
The Always Disappointed Ben, The Florida Man. If this is your first time tuning in, we are three stand-up comedians that got shut down as the world did last year during COVID, and so we decided to heal the world through a podcast. It's not going well, but we're still here. Heads are high and spirits are low. We're trucking on through. This is a very special Thanksgiving episode. This is not coming out on Thanksgiving, but it's close. This is Thanksgiving weekend? Do you call it that?
I play at home today for it. Yeah.
This is the Cyber Monday episode.
Exclusively Cyber Monday. We don't F with Black Friday. We don't F with Thanksgiving.
We don't?
Yeah. Oh. Well, I don't spend money, so I'll be in Vegas on Black Friday.
Wow.
Wow.
Should I come and visit you? Oh.
That doesn't sound fun.
No, you're going to have a bad time.
I was already planning on it, too.
What, having a bad time?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, the shows are going to be great, but I just don't like being in Vegas.
Bagas? I don't know. Yeah, you can't go for more than, you can't go more than 3 days, otherwise you're going to die. Like, that's what I learned last time I was there with John and, like, Jake and Jennings, and then we were all, by, like, the fourth day, we were like, I think we all went home early. Yeah. They're like, we can't do 5 days.
Oh, that's great.
I will say, this has nothing to do with what we're talking about. I'm just saying that today's episode is an audience submission episode as a Thanksgiving, a thankful to our listeners. What is happening?
Dan, what's going on?
Wait, what is happening?
Do you have a plane flying over your house?
Is something...
No, there was a plane and it was very dramatic. And we all heard it.
I have noise-canceling headphones, so I don't know what's actually going on outside.
And just you can't hear your own microphone.
Now. You're good.
Yeah, we can't hear anymore.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's tell me now, again it if it's happening, because I don't... Oh, yeah, sorry, I've just got noise-canceling headphones. So
I thought it was really funny to just watch our eyes meet and just go...
sorry, I didn't know.
No, you're good. This is not the first time, and it won't be the last.
At least we're not getting called in hotel rooms.
Listen, I blame Lucas.
That's fair.
Today's episode is a Thanksgiving-themed, thankful for you episode. So we will be spending today answering all of the questions that you've asked us up to this point that we just haven't had time to answer on the podcast. Before we get to that, I do want to say that today's episode is sponsored by Manscaped. Ho, 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 gentlemen. The holidays came early here at Manscaped, the leading men's hygiene brand. Manscaped just launched new products, including their all-new ultra-premium body wash and a 2-in-1 shampoo and conditioner. It's time to give yourself, or someone who needs it, the gift of beautiful skin, hair, and balls this holiday season. Go to manscaped.com and use the code GDFM20 for 20% off plus free shipping. They're also doing a Cyber Monday deal. It's 25% off store-wide. So you don't have to use our promo code. You'll just get a better code for just shopping on Cyber Monday. But after, it's a limited time thing. So after that, you use our code for 20% off and free shipping forever. Until probably, I don't even know. Is it forever? It might be forever.
It might be forever.
25% off, but not free shipping, or 20% with free shipping, our code might still be better. So you might want to test that before
You never know.
Figure it out. Look, they're doing sales. Yeah. All I'm saying is it's an ultra-premium body wash that's coming out.
Wow.
And they might also send me a razor, which I'm super excited about.
Yes!
I am so excited. I want it because I want the straight razor. Not the straight razor. That would be... Can you imagine?
Well, don't bite your lip as you say it, though, right? Don't be like...
I like using
razor.
The...
Wow.
I like using the lawnmower. I don't like to go full smooth. I like to trim.
Look at how smooth my face is. I like the rest of my body to look like that.
Yeah, but I honestly figured it did.
Right, just naturally.
Yeah,
that most people do.
We still haven't figured out if you've gone through puberty yet. We're like, does he have hair to shave? You're just
like
this.
I want a razor so like... I can practice like my dad.
Maybe my dad will show me at some point. I feel like my dad showed me how to shave when I was like 13 or 14. but I was like, this isn't helpful to me because I don't have any facial hair. So even as like in my 20s, I'm just like, I don't know. It doesn't work out.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, I'm going to finish this ad up so we don't have to talk about our balls anymore. Get 20% off and free
shipping.
Yep. Listen, we know what's happening here. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code GDFM20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code GDFM20. Clean up your nuts and make Santa proud this year. That's the actual thing they wrote and I said it.
Clean up your nuts
and make Santa proud.
If Santa's seen my nuts, if that's when he can see me when I'm sleeping, like, and he's like checking out
and
my nuts.
And he knows when you're all smooth.
When you're all smooth. He knows if you've been bad or good. If your balls are super smooth.
Stop, I hate what's happening. I don't want the visual of Santa standing over me and being like, are you clean?
All right, we're done. We're going to hop into our regularly scheduled programming here. Ryan, you got some shows coming up. Where can people see you at?
You can see me at City Winery on the 29th, which is going to be, I guess, like right around when release this episode. 2 days after we release this episode. That's going to be super fun. I'm super excited to do that. Other than that, I've been booked for colleges. And so if you go to college, you'll probably see me in Iowa. Or I just got booked for Anchorage, Alaska. So excited. I've always wanted to go to Alaska.
Alaska's nice, but fuck.
Yeah. I'm debating how long I'm going to stay in Alaska. It might not be like in and out for a show. It might be like I might take a week and just live in Alaska.
I'm letting you know right now.
I give up on everything else. I am staying here and fishing salmon for the rest of my life.
Look, I become an Alaskan fisherman? Oh my gosh.
There's one very important law in Alaska that you have to be aware of.
The moose.
It's illegal to push moose out of helicopters in the state of Alaska.
I love that.
So just be aware of that.
I want to know who made that.
I can tell you the full story after we do this.
A Floridian went to Alaska.
You have told me full story, and I love it so much. Also, by the way, apparently in Alaska, like during April, which is when I'm going, normally between 40 and 52 degrees, so not even freezing.
I would still die.
I mean, you would explode, yeah. Wow, this is nice. I'm excited. Wait, hold on.
I'm not going.
Hold on. Alaska Northern Lights.
You have to be pretty time. North for that.
I'll go. If I'm already up there, I might as well. Between August and April. April! Yeah! Oh my gosh! Guys, I'm going early. I'm taking my birthday in Alaska. That's what's going to happen.
Wow. Proud of you.
We love it.
Anyway,
Dan,
sorry.
You got any
shows
coming up?
Yes. Your boy is finally getting back into stand-up, bitches.
Hey, hey.
On this weekend of the 10th and 11th, your boy is performing at Silicon Slopes. So come and check me out. I'll be with a bunch of my other comedian friends. And yeah, we'll be filming. So hopefully if you guys are in Utah, you guys can come and check us out. We're starting kind of like the competitor of Dry Bar, but we'll see how that goes.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, so, good luck. Have fun with that.
I don't know if it'll go well, but we'll see how it goes. Ben, what shows do you have coming up?
I am kicking off. This will be the second day. Yeah, so this episode comes out on the 27th. As of yesterday, I have kicked off the Florida for the Holidays stand-up comedy tour. So I have a bunch of shows in the next month that you can come see me at. I'm just going to rattle them off as quickly as I can. If you hear a city, and check out my website for all the information. But here we go. On November 30th, Little Rock, Arkansas, Looney Bin. December 2nd, Birmingham, Alabama, Stardom. December 3rd, Panama City, Florida, House of Berman. December 4th and 5th, Atlanta, Georgia, at the Roll Call Theater. December 9th, Orlando, Florida, the Orlando Improv. 10th, Ocala, Florida, the Marion Theater. 11th, Gainesville, Florida, the High Dive. 12th, Tampa, Florida, Side Splitters Comedy Club. December 14th in Naples, Florida, Off the Hook. The 15th, I'm in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, at the Dania Beach Improv. The 17th, I'm in Tallahassee, Florida, at Fire Betty's. The 19th, this is unconfirmed, but probably still going to happen, New Orleans, Louisiana, at the Comedy House NOLA. On the 21st, I'll be in San Antonio, Texas, at the LOL Comedy Club. On the 22nd, I'll be in Dallas, Texas, at the Addison Improv. And on the 23rd, I'll be in Phoenix, Arizona, at Stand Up Live. And then I'll be home in L.A., for Christmas Eve.
Yay! He's coming home for Christmas. Wow.
Yeah, I don't even celebrate it, and yet it's just nice to be in my own bed, I think, after all that.
That's a way to celebrate something. Don't let anyone ever tell you otherwise.
Just sitting in your bed on Christmas Eve, having Santa check your balls. That.
Oh, well, we're going to jump right into our audience submissions for today. So it's just going to be the next, this full episode is just going to be answering the questions that you've submitted to us that we have not had a chance to answer yet. So Dan, you want to kick us off?
Yes. Maya T says, if you could be any animal, what would you be? And what do you think the other guys would be? If you had, there's a multiple questions, I guess. So
yeah, so
let's just start
take
with
it one by one.
Yeah, take it one by one.
If you could be any animal, what would you be? And what do you think the other guys would be?
I kind of want to be an apex predator just so I am not dying from, like, because I just don't want to die with my, like, neck bitten. So either that or, like, an elephant or a giraffe. Like, a big-ass animal that nobody really hunts. You know what I mean?
Yeah, except for people.
Do you like that? That's my whole thing. It's just, like, I don't want to die badly.
Yeah, I'm going to let you know something. Elephant, not a good one for that. Not a good one.
I'm like, wow, I'm an elephant.
Yeah. Sniper. Oof. What do you think the other guys would be? Ben would be a honey badger.
Yeah. I was waiting for that one.
Yeah.
It was either alligator or honey badger.
Ben would be a honey badger.
Or a raccoon. I feel not for like the reasons you think, but like I feel like you would.
I don't
want
know
to
if
get...
I had reasons.
No, yeah, just a raccoon. Yeah, let's just leave it at that.
Okay.
Dan would be a koala.
Ooh, I
just
get
getting
that.
High off eucalyptus in a tree.
Just high and cuddly, just like, yo, what's up? How you doing?
Possibly a red panda.
Yeah. Ooh, I would love to be a red panda.
You'd be adorable.
So
no one would hunt you then. You'd be adorable.
Ryan,
I'd be adorable.
Ryan, you'd be a quokka.
Yes! Awesome! I'm so excited.
You're just happy and nobody wants to kill you.
Oh, thank God. Man, I wish my DMs agreed with that.
A quokka? Is that the
a quokka? That's the quokka. Smiling animal.
Yeah, it's a little smiley guy in Australia. Apparently, when it's threatened, it'll throw its children.
The, like,
yeah,
yeah.
That like smiles for selfies. That's, yeah, I love that.
Yeah,
I'd want to be a narwhal.
Narwhal, I can see that. Swimming through the ocean, causing a commotion, because they are so awesome. You guys know that, right?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah. I do.
Okay, thank goodness. Otherwise, I'm an insane person. I mean, it can be bold.
True. If you had a superpower, what would you have?
I think we've talked about this one before.
What do you think the others would have? I think we have too. Should
yeah.
we carry on or do it again?
Let's just go for each one of us. Yeah.
I'd want super speed.
Invisibility.
Telekinesis.
Ah, that's such a good one.
Yeah.
I think I said that last time too. I still think it's good.
I can't remember if this was already asked on the podcast, so if it was, here's a different one. If you had the ability to shapeshift, what form would you mainly stay in? Do you know different clothing / style aesthetics? Okay, so that's a whole other question.
The second, yeah, okay, so the
Sorry.
Next one is...
I should just read ahead of this so I could see.
If you could shapeshift, what form would you mainly stay in?
I'd probably just look like Jennings, to be honest, Jennings Brower. Like, if I could, oh my God. Or I'd look like a mix between like Tom Ellison and Ryan Reynolds, and then Paul Rudd, because Paul Rudd's got a softness to him that just feels like very, very approachable.
Hmm.
I don't know. I don't know if I would have a main form. I would every time I enter a different room, I would change somehow.
Hmm.
I want to be the most ambiguous shapeshifter.
I love that a lot.
I'd be Jennifer Coolidge.
I don't know who that is, but I love that it was immediate. Hold on.
Yeah, I'd be Jennifer Coolidge. I'd love to be Jennifer Coolidge.
Oh my gosh, yes, the woman from...
I can't do an impression of her. You guys know I'm bad at impressions, but
I'm taking the dog. You know... She's from
so glad we had this talk.
And she was in Legally
Blonde.
She's
so good. And in White Lotus, she's fantastic. The next question is, do you know different clothing / style aesthetics? Cottagecore, kidcore, witchcore, farmcore? Stuff like that. If you do, what kind of vibe would you want to try? Ryan, please don't say flannelcore.
Dang it. I'd go full goth.
You could still do cottage core and wear flannel. Right?
That's true. I'd go full goth, though.
I have no idea what any of this stuff is.
So there's different aesthetics.
I don't need you to explain it to me.
So what happens, Ben?
I don't want it to be explained to me. I don't want this knowledge. I just want to be comfortable.
So cottage core.
Yeah, that actually kind of...
Yeah, that checks
comfortable
out.
And also, like...
Like, you already kind of are like, cottagecore, then. Like, you have, like, a house with, like, fruit everywhere, and, like...
Yeah, I didn't do any of that, though.
Yeah, but you found it.
But you found it, and you are comfortable with it.
Should I just be picturing, like, a hobbit?
Kind of.
I mean, if... Yeah, kind of, yeah. Lots of wood everywhere, plants.
That's not how I want to dress.
Well...
Oh, no, not, like, dress, but, like, your...
I want to change some things.
Maybe the dress. Yeah.
It says clothing slash
styles. Yeah, clothing slash styles. It can mean a lot of things. But yeah, probably. I don't know if he's cottage core. I don't know what you are.
I don't think so.
I don't even know what it is. You're Ben core. I'm going to say I'm not.
You're Ben core.
I accept that.
I'd just probably also be cottage core. That's all I want. I want to. Cottage in the forest wearing flannel, and not because of Ryan, guys, but
sure. I don't know. Feels pretty supported right now.
Maya had one last one.
Do you have any ridiculous but attainable bucket list items?
Absolutely. I'm going to Pripyat, Ukraine, and go and walk through the Chernobyl exclusion zone with a Geiger counter.
Wow.
Yeah. It's still That's kind of irradiated really cool. in some places. I think it'd be really fun. Yeah.
Okay. I honestly don't even really have a bucket list. I just do stuff.
I want to be in a K-pop band. Attainable. Really attainable.
Attainable.
I love Wildly that so much.
Attainable. Can we please start a K-pop band? Just us three.
Well, so that's how the podcast gets canceled. I was curious how, but it's good to know how. Yeah.
I'm upset that it wasn't me.
Right? I love it. Anyway.
Ryan, you got the next one.
Yeah. Y'all, I recently started listening to your show on Spotify. Thank you so much. And I love listening to you guys. Long time fan, TikTok fan of all three of you. Thank you. Although I've watched Ryan a lot longer than Ben and Dan. Well, thanks. I mostly listen to them while I'm at work on my solo shifts because I work at a library and do most of the behind the scenes work. So I get lots of quiet time, which I can't stand. Thanks, ADHD. I totally understand that. Yeah. I'm listening to episode 14 today, and the whole segment on the finger sized legs and leg sized fingers has
back.
Me. Yep, has me dying in my office. Personally, I agree with Ryan and Dan.
What?
I definitely
How?
Choose to have leg-sized fingers.
How?
Yep.
Objectively, that's not good. Yep. That's not...
Look, yours is the equivalent of just being paralyzed, and ours is the equivalent of being super monkey people.
That's not how that works.
I totally think it is.
That's not... You wouldn't have good motor control over anything.
I might.
Your hands would just be too... large to do literally
but I could
you
walk
couldn't
around
drive.
On them
you couldn't drive
I would need to I'm leaping buildings at this point I have huge hands
that's not how that works you don't
I
get,
think it is
you can't just like okay
I think it's pretty close yeah no I'm right. super handed anyway
finish the stupid
Ryan I feel like you'll get a kick out of this since you sleep sprint but a few weeks ago I was spending the weekend with my boyfriend I rolled over in my sleep and full force punched him in the ribs not
oh,
even
wow.
an hour later still asleep I was talking and getting very flirty with him. Thank you to everyone for just making the mundane more enjoyable. Love you all. I love that so much that I had someone ask me for like a, oh, I need to respond to them, for like a stories group because they asked me about like sleep issues and they were like, hey, have you ever like, you know, done anything crazy with someone else sleeping over? And I literally leaned into the mic and I go, I am way more boring than you think. Like I am not
Imagine
that,
being
that cool.
Grace's boyfriend.
Like
you,
just
you woke
decked.
Up from a deep sleep. Because of a punch to the ribs, and your girlfriend is just asleep, and you're like, okay, what is going on? And then, like, 30 minutes later, she's making out with you, still asleep, and you're like, I am getting mixed signals?
Yeah. How is this happening?
I feel like you should wake her up, right?
Yeah.
At that point?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Prompts.
Next question comes from Sharon S. Hello, Ben, Dan, and Ryan. I'm Sharon, a bi ADHD gal from Canada, and I just wanted to start off by saying that I love this podcast so much. It is so fun and brings me so much joy, so thank you. I would also like to say that I have come to the conclusion that Ben, off of his ADHD meds, is my spirit animal, which is kind of more funny after you've read the second thing. Now, there are levels to this message, which makes it longer, and I'm sorry, but I've got a question, a story, and also a gift. Let's hop right in. One. As a fan of you all, and as a Canadian, I was wondering if any of you would ever come up to the True North and do some shows in Canada. Absolutely not.
Yes, I would love to. I'm stoked about Alaska. I might just hit Canada up on the way down.
I still need to get a passport.
Oh my gosh.
Oh.
I was military for 6 years, never really needed one.
Hmm.
Yeah, fair.
Hmm.
But it's too cold.
I mean, I lived eventually in Canada, so I would definitely go back to Canada, yes.
Never been?
I've heard Toronto is insanely freezing, though, so probably not during the winter months. That's
yeah
my preference.
Yeah, she goes on to say, more specifically Toronto, as I will be in the GTA next fall for school and love to attend a live show. I do, however, understand that might be complicated considering the current state of borders. It's also probably just hard in general considering work visas and stuff. Two. Next, I have a little podcast-related story that I wanted to share because I think it's funny. As I mentioned at the beginning, I am bi, and for context, my boyfriend of nearly 2 years is a dude who knows that he isn't fully straight but doesn't want to put a label on it like bi or pan because, as he said, quote, I don't know, some dudes are just attractive. Fair enough, man. Yeah. Anyways, I kept talking to him about this podcast. The other day, I decided to just show him an episode, specifically the episode where Ben is very much off of his ADHD meds. That's like half the episode.
Yeah.
The first thing that my boyfriend of almost 2 years said when I showed it to him on YouTube was, quote, he is really hot. I'm going to claim that one.
Oh, wow. Right.
Yeah.
I'm
wow
claiming that one.
I'm a little
thanks
salty.
Thanks, man. You single? Can you just,
you
hey,
single?
Whenever you hear this, Sharon, can you ask your boyfriend if he's single? Anyway, we were about 2 seconds into the video, so naturally I paused it and asked him which one. He said, top left. Eh. So Ben, and I never thought I would say this sentence, thank you for being a straight Florida man, because if you were here and attracted to men, you could have so easily stolen my man. Well, I might do it for the chaos.
Ben's sexuality is attracted to chaos, and if that means whatever it needs, it will
yeah
happen.
Is there a name for that? Because I want it.
Yeah.
Number three, that last bit was mostly a joke, but to show that there are no hard feelings, I have also made a gift of a drawing. It's a picture of the podcast as it's shown on YouTube. There are two versions, one with just the three of you and one where I included myself because I drew it and I can do whatever I want. Fair enough. I don't know, man. I just hope that this was entertaining and you liked the drawings. Thanks again for being funny and making me smile when I don't want to. Bye. And if you guys have the script open, you can actually click on the hyperlinks there and it'll show.
Oh, picture. That's so cool.
And it's oh yeah, those are awesome. We'll post those on our Instagram.
I love that so much.
And I'll try to find Aaron's information.
Love it.
Dan.
Awesome. Anonymous says, hey, everyone. I was doing my AP homework and decided to listen to a bunch of episodes. And while I was listening, I heard you guys talking about Wipeout. Are you still going to be on it? I really want to know if we'll see you guys on there. You guys always make my week, and I love your podcast so much. Also, I am queer, and when I listen to Dan and all the LGBTQs for the straights, it makes me feel more comfortable with my own sexuality. Oh, that's awesome.
That's really
I
nice
hope this makes it onto the podcast, and I hope you all have a good day. Awesome. I've reached out to them 3 times now, and we still have not gotten anything. And I have, the first email was just like a very general, like, hey, responding to your email. Hi.
Yeah.
Second one was like, hey, still haven't received a response. And then the third email was just like, bitch, do you know who we are? and then still no response. So I don't know. I don't think they care.
Apparently they don't know who we are. Whatever.
Do we know who we are?
The real questions.
Anyway, next question. What was your worst nightmare from Zaylee G? What was your worst nightmare as a child, and what's your worst nightmare now as an adult? Now, I got two questions to follow up with this. Do you mean what is your worst nightmare like that you've had while asleep, or what do you just think about that makes you, like, really, you know?
I have the same answer for both.
Interesting. Get it?
I don't.
Okay, well, Ben's ruined this one for me a little bit.
I don't dream when I sleep.
What about it's what just, about do you have like nightmare situations as a child or as an adult? You're so
not.
Yeah.
I literally have been choked by a homeless man in downtown Orlando, and I didn't react.
There is so much to unpack with that.
Yeah.
Did you get, have we, I not told we, you guys that story?
Yo, you've definitely told me the story.
I have not
maybe
heard
not on the
story.
Podcast, I guess. Yeah.
I felt like you did tell it on the podcast, because I feel like you had him arrested later, right?
Yeah, eventually, but I may have just told you that.
This is not ringing
that,
a bell
right?
at all.
Ah, yeah. It might have just been a thing that he... Yeah.
Yeah, I have.
What?
I don't really have
are we just gonna leave it at that? And I'm just gonna be like,
absolutely, we are. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. The worst nightmare I had as a kid was definitely. Have you guys ever seen the Flintstones?
Yeah.
You know the little green alien that like appears to him.
Yeah.
I had the most freaky dream involving that particular character where they were chasing me. And it's that so vivid that I remember it. Like, I remember that being a creepy dream. So, yeah. I can't go into details. I don't remember everything. I just know he was chasing me. And I was very nervous and scared. And, yeah, he just followed me for, like, all of my sleep, I guess.
The Great Gazoo.
Yeah, that's
by
it.
By the way.
That's it.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's so funny.
I'd say worst nightmare as a child was I had a dream that I was like being hunted by dinosaurs, and I remember it vividly, like being like in a lagoon and trying to hide from them and things like that, and just being hunted by predators. And then my worst nightmare now as an adult, I just have repeated nightmares of like being in cars that don't have brakes, and it always ends the same. I crash and I die, and I'm just like, well, okay. So at this point, I'm just kind of like, here we go. I'm always in a truck, normally a pickup truck, like a blue.
Yeah, well, I've been in a pickup truck where the brakes stopped working.
What? You've lived my nightmare.
Yeah, you just pull the e-brake. They're different systems.
You know what? This actually might help me in my nightmares now. I'll just go for the e-brake.
Yeah. You pull the e-brake because it's a spring, not... so, like, regular brakes are hydraulic systems. So if the brake lines are cut, the hydraulics won't work. But the spring-loaded emergency brakes absolutely will. So you can just crank that back, and that'll do it. But usually you're going to want to throw your truck in neutral as soon as you figure out that that's what's happening, so that it comes to a gradual stop as is, and then you're going to want to pull the e-brake, not abruptly, but you want to pull it enough so that you start slowing down, and then, you know, avoid traffic and maybe go into a grassy area because the friction there will help you slow down.
Dope. Wow. Thanks, Ben. Man, I think you just solved a like year, like couple year long crisis.
Yeah. It's not as scary after you've been in it. And wow. You're like, oh, yeah, I know what to do here.
I know how to fix this. Nice.
Wow. As long as you remember in that moment what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. Wow. All
right, next question from Deviltown Studios. Hi, it's me again. My question is, are any of you the ventee for your friends, or are you the venter? P.S. The last time you answered my question, it really made my day.
Yeah.
Can we guess? Do we think?
Sure.
Dan is the ventee.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
People vent to Dan. Ryan, wait. I think you're vent bidextrous.
Ah, you know what? I was about to say, like, it depends on who I'm with.
I feel the same way.
Yeah,
if it's close friends, I'll vent for sure. Occasionally, but I am the therapy, like therapy friend. Like people come to me and be like, this is how I feel about the situation. How should I feel about it? And then I'm like, okay, I don't know why. I have no idea why, but people come to me for advice and I'm like.
People respect your advice, Dan.
Yeah, they do. They do. I have vented to Ben and Ryan multiple times. So there's that.
Yeah.
And vice versa, I guess. I don't know, but I'm going to guess. You both have... I'm going to guess that both of you guys give pretty good advice. I feel like people come to you guys for advice on a lot of stuff.
Yeah. It's just...
Yeah. I give different advice. But it's always very logical. I think it's pretty logical of, like, how do you... Like, I ask questions like, how do you want this to turn out? Like, what's the end goal here? Because if the end goal is you don't care, then don't give your energy to it at all.
Yeah.
But if you do care about it, then I will sit there and walk you through stuff.
Cool.
I don't think I vent very much. I'm more of the ventee than the venter.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll get like a lot of stuff, but yeah.
Depends on people. I'd say like very much ambidextrous with that. Like sometimes, cool. Yeah.
Perfect.
Would you prefer to be the venter or the ventee?
Sometimes I think it's fun to vent because sometimes you can just make it funny. Like that's always what it is. It's normally like, okay. What stand up do you want to make this?
That's exactly why I vent. I vent to see what jokes I can find in a story, basically. Like if I'm venting to someone, it's just to see how, like, what kind of joke I can. Yeah, is it funny? Is it like not?
Yeah.
Okay. Definitely. Yeah, I can see that. I like being the ventee. I like helping people.
Yeah.
I almost said I like fixing people, but that's wrong.
Hey. I like to fix people.
I don't. People are people, and I'm not going to change you. I am going to help you through weird situations if you ask, though.
Yes. Yes. Cool. Awesome. Megan K said, "Hi, I found your podcast a couple weeks ago. Obviously, I already followed all three of you on TikTok and binged all the episodes while driving to and from work. Awesome. I'm super disappointed that I have to wait for the next episode to come out now that I have caught up. This is a question for Dan. When you were on your mission trip, what is the weirdest thing someone did where they were clearly messing with you while trying to spread the word? Maybe something you heard or happening to your fellow missionaries?" That's a good question. The weirdest thing...
She gives
thing...
a couple examples.
Oh, she does? I have two instances of people in my life doing this. My mother, who has been in relationships with women most of my life, brought two missionaries into the house and introduced them to her very butch partner... partner at the time, and sat them down on the couch and let them uncomfortably continue their conversion attempt. There was no secrecy. These lesbians were definitely not converting to Mormonism. They just thought it would be an... be amusing. An even better example comes from my college roommate who told her dad answered the door for two Mormon missionaries and when asked said yes he would like to talk to them but he had somewhere to be so they could ride with him in his car and talk. Well, he took them to a bar and drank a beer while they awkwardly gave him this spiel. Anyways, I'm loving the podcast and I'm hoping y'all end up doing a show with all three of you at some point near North Texas because I would very much go to that. Sorry, I'm just trying to think of them.
Did anything weird happen to you while you're out there?
I mean, a lot of weird stuff happened to me. I was a Mormon missionary, but...
but at the hands of... Yeah.
There's a lot of instances where people were messing with me, but I don't think I directly had anything like that. We did have, like, awkward situations, though. Like, I remember one time I was in the far north of Canada. It's a place called Terrace. And we went to this, like, trailer park. This is a story. I'm just going to tell you guys the story. We were in a trailer park. This woman is swearing at the wazoo. Like, just so many words. I have never heard so many swear words in my life at that point. And my companion, we call them companions. He was...
Can't say partner.
He was a sheltered guy from, I think it's somewhere in northern Utah. Anyway, had never really like gained a ton of exposure from like to other cultures, been around people that swore. I was perfectly fine with it. I was like, okay, yeah, she's just swearing. We're sitting there and out of nowhere, we begin to hear moaning. We're teaching the lesson. This lady's just doing it. And this lady's just like, oh, sorry, that's my son and her and his girlfriend. We just hear moaning, everything, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, we get done with the lesson. And my companion gets in the car and he's like, ugh, I feel so bad. And I was like, you don't have to feel bad. Like,
oh my God, did he think that the son and girlfriend were just sick?
No, get this. He was like, ugh, it's just so disappointing. Like, how could we have let that happen? And I was like, I don't think we had much control over it. And he's like, he was beating her. He was beating her up and she was screaming and we didn't help her. And I was like, Elder, have you ever watched pornography? Because he did not know that that's how, like, he had never watched porn, he never had, like, exposure to anything, so he didn't know, like, any of the sound differences. So that's one like weird situation I was in.
That's
and then I had to give my companion the talk. I had to explain stuff and he had to ask questions. I did that 4 times, guys. I taught people who were 19 and 20 what the talk was. I had to take them through how it works. One guy at one point was like, yeah, it's like, I want 10 kids, so I'm only going to probably have sex like 10 times. And I was like, this is not a gumball machine. You don't just like put it in and get a child out of the situation. And so like, there was just so many instances where that happened. I did have one person sick a dog on me. And that was real scary. Like, so we were there. Yeah. He was like, go away. He slammed the door and we were like, whatever. Out of nowhere, we just hear the door open. He's like, hey. And we turn around. We're like super far down the street. And he's like, get him. And he whistled. And at, like this big ass hairy dog just starts sprinting at us. Luckily, we got to our car.
Hairless.
But yeah, it was very, very scary. Yeah, I don't think there was a lot. There was a stand-up comedian once who took
just
the lessons.
Tried to run jokes by you?
Yeah, I mean, that too. But he wanted to take the lessons for, like, comedic purposes. And that was the first time I'd ever, like, kind of gotten exposure to, like, stand-up. And I was like, I could do better than this guy. So that was, like, the inspiration for me trying stand-up, I think, too.
Oh, that's fun.
So those are some mission stories. There are a lot more where that came from, but those are like weird ones, I feel like. So
yeah.
Glad that your parents have such
we'll
a good sense of humor
more,
about it.
I'm sure. All right, next question comes from Dylan B. Hello, Ryan, Dan, and Ben. I have a couple of specific questions. I'm currently watching episode 17, and Ben said, don't do military for free college, and Ryan said to stay civilian. I'm planning to go into the FBI, NSA, AFO, SI, etc. after college as an investigator, and I am looking into the Air National Guard to pay for my college and to pad my resume for applying to those agencies after college. My questions are, Ben, if it's just Air National Guard, no deployments or anything, and I'm planning to go security forces, Air Force, military, police, is it worth it for the college tuition being paid? No. You are not guaranteed any of the things that you just said in this email. You cannot get, even if you're in the National Guard, you can still be deployed. The National Guard is way more active than the reserves. And you're going Air Force, which is the better of the choices that are readily available to you. But you're not getting free college. You're signing a blank check worth up to and including your life just to go to college. There are better ways to pay for college. A lot of the ways are just going in debt and never paying it. Because that's what most of us are doing right now.
Or you could work for Disney.
Don't do that. That honestly on par with the military.
Or you could join the Mormon Church.
Look, man, I'm a really big advocate for just not joining the military. It's nothing they give you that they say is free is actually free, and none of the stuff you just told me is actually a guarantee. You don't know if you're never going to be deployed. You don't know that. I mean, I would rather you just sign up for the ROTC program at your college, and they'll give you a stipend if you get, like, certain ranks. But even then, they might have to make you sign a contract and stuff. Just, it's not good. There are a bunch of other ways to pay for college. So I would recommend doing those. It's just, it's not good. And then the second question, also, Ryan... Sorry. Do you feel it's necessary to go military and have that on your resume for the FBI and whatnot? Or will it just be a, quote, hey, here's 6 years where you spent a weekend, a month, and 2 weeks in the summer at drills?
No, go law enforcement instead of military or that type of thing. Also, they're looking for people with college degrees and things like that. So it's just, it's not, yeah, you don't necessarily benefit being military for that, at least from what I've been told and been recruited with.
Get your degree, get your extracurriculars in order, take a bunch of just side classes. You know, there's just classes always available for adults. You can do like weapons training courses and combat courses and all these other things that are just like outside of school that look good on a resume.
But everything you're going to be doing in the FBI is just is like taught on hand. So you don't have to. Yeah. I mean, that's. Yeah. Most people is the FBI is people's second careers. So, like, they do other things, and then they're brought in because they seem to be very, like, they excel really hard in those other departments. Yeah.
Right. Ryan, you get the next question.
Maggie R., how do you deal with lack of motivation? I struggle with depression and my motivation is non-existent. With winter coming and seasonal depression making things worse, I think that's, like, I know it's not funny, but it's a little funny to picture, like, winter is coming, and then you could just see, like, seasonal depression, because, like, man, yours takes breaks. Nice. I just want to know what keeps you going. I have goals in my life, like losing weight, but it's really difficult. I don't even want to get out of bed in the morning.
Oh, my gosh, man.
Accountability.
You're preaching to the choir.
Yeah. If you're not on medication for ADHD, which does help with getting over executive dysfunction, yours seems to be more rooted in the depression, not the executive dysfunction. Like, I have medicine that helps me get over that, but another thing that I do that's really helpful is just accountability. Having somebody around that I'm also reaching goals with. Like, I have a personal trainer at the gym. If I don't have an appointment with him, odds are I will convince myself to not go. But because I have a person there that I feel like I would let down by not showing up at the time that we agreed to, I go. So having an accountability partner to even just have someone just come over and just sit and work next to you doing different things, it helps a lot.
Nice.
Yeah.
I agree with you. No, I entirely agree with you. I think it's also just, I don't know, find what, like, if you're looking for motivation about a particular thing, I think you have to find the passion within that thing first. I'm never motivated enough to do anything that I don't like to do. So I'd say if you are going to do something, make sure you're passionate about it and then commit to it. It's a lot easier to commit to something that you actually enjoy.
And get on a schedule. We are creatures of habits. It's way easier to do a thing once you've done it every single day for the past 30 days.
Yeah. Totally.
So. Next question comes from Haley B. Hey guys, I say it every time I message you, but I love you guys. I'm still not going to shoot my shot with Ryan, much to my mother's dismay. However, you guys talked about your first comedy show, and I think that you'll get a kick out of mine. My first comedy show was Tainted Lyric, Bar None, and Ty Garcia. It was wild, but the important part for you guys, especially Ryan, is that Jake did the most Jake Barr thing ever. I asked him if he could go get a video telling my sperm donor GFSF. It was great, LOL. I still listen to y'all on my way home to and from church, and no, I won't stop. Y'all put me in the best mood to deal with the people who hate my tattoos and dyed hair. Love y'all, Haley. P.S. My friends got into Ben's content and are convinced he and I are soulmates. He doesn't try, and he's great at everything. I try so hard, but I'm only good at throwing a flag in the air. Color guard.
I loved everything about this.
What is GFSF?
Get.
Oh, yeah, no, tell me.
No.
I want
get
you to
friends,
say it,
stay
Ryan.
Friends.
Okay.
Good friends, stay friends?
All right.
Yeah.
You're done.
Always.
All right, this next question comes from Eden D. Just started listening to the podcast, only up to episode 12, sorry, and I thought it'd be fun to ask y'all a question. I'm obsessed with D&D. If you could be any race class from D&D in real life, what would it be?
I'd be like a wizard. Because even though I'd probably in real life end up being like a paladin or something like that, I'd definitely want to be a wizard. I'd just be so cool. Or, you know what, a bard, because bard's got wizardry tricky stuff, and honestly, I don't need, like, fireball. I just need to be able to make things make noises. I think that would make me laugh a lot.
I'd want to be a ranger.
Ah, that's so cool.
That's my go-to class in D&D anyway. I just want a pet.
Oh, that's nice. I like that a lot.
Any animal. I spend 8 hours with it, and I'm like, yeah, you're my companion now.
You're my
buddy.
Unless
we're playing Tasha's, in which I just wake up and it poofs into existence.
I love that.
Dan? I'd probably be a barbarian. No, a druid. I'd love to be a druid. A priest of the old faith.
I love that so much.
Did you just pull up D&D Beyond to look this up?
I heard clicking. I was like,
okay, jeez. Yeah. I've just been playing barbarian so often recently that it's like, okay. I need to figure it out. But I'd probably be a druid. I love druids.
All right, next question is your way, Dan.
Oh, Jude B said, my stepfather passed away. I'm very sorry. And an episode of the podcast came out the next day, and it made me feel better. Thank you so much for making me smile. Sorry, Jude, and thank you.
Sorry for your loss. Yeah, but we're happy to make you smile.
Happy to make you smile.
Next question is from Charity S. Hey, guys. I want to start off by saying I love your podcast. And I honestly think you are the three funniest people in the world. Yes. I'm so honored.
Nailed it.
My question is for all of you. It's a bit odd. But I'm genuinely curious. If you could design a tattoo for the other two members of the podcast, what would you choose and why? Also, Ryan, it was nice to get to talk to you in DC on the 6th. Hey! You're quite literally the sweetest person I've ever had the pleasure of meeting. Thanks. That's so nice. Thank you all for being the highlight of my Saturdays. I like Charity S. Yes. She's so sweet. Also, I just give Ben just a full across the back cross with wholesome quotes throughout it. Just about no, you know what I do is I'd have it be just the sixth commandment, which is honor thy father and thy mother. Just through it. That's what I'd
Brian,
have.
Yeah. I want to let you know real quick. Yeah. I know where you sleep. And the sixth commandment says nothing about not burning down your friend's apartment.
Yeah, I don't know.
My mom and dad would be so proud of me.
Yeah, right. If you burn down my apartment, honestly, my fire alarm goes off enough that I would stay here and get burned to death. Anyway, what about you guys? Oh, for Dan, I'd probably give, I don't know. I'm trying to think about, why do I just picture a, like a big, like a meme. I guess like I just want to give him a meme, huge tattoo. We're talking chest. I want the meme of the guy with the face, like the mask on, that it's smiling. The mask is smiling, but behind it, you can see that he's crying.
Yes,
that's what I want for Dan.
I love it,
Ryan. I would give you just like one of those very corny mom heart tattoos.
Ah,
but just real big on your bicep.
Well, I'd have to have big biceps
as big as it can go on the bicep.
I beat
and
you to
Dan,
it.
I would get you a tattoo of the Book of Mormon on your ass cheek.
Okay.
Oh, that's so much.
Okay.
I've considered it. let's see. For Ben, I would definitely get a tattoo portrait of Ryan with the words in bold, Team Wholesome, because I feel like that would kill Ben inside. and for Ryan, I would get a tattoo of Florida right on the nipple in pitch black for no other reason other than just having Florida on your nips, so that you'd have to make sure that you could answer why you have that in the first place.
Question, do they both say Florida, or does one say Flo and the other say Rida, so it's Flo Rida?
Oh, I meant like the state. I meant like you were going to have a picture of the state on your nipple.
Oh, the picture! No, that's fair.
Blacked out. Just for no context, other than when you take your shirt off, people would be like, is that Florida?
Hey man,
why do you have Florida on your nipple?
Ryan doesn't take his shirt off.
That's true. I did once. I had a bad time.
No, you know what I do? I get Ryan just underwear on the bottom half of his nipple to match his whole aesthetic. And then maybe a flannel shirt on top. There you
yes,
go.
No pants.
Oh, man. Next question comes from Audrey W. Hello, my name is Audrey. I love your podcast, but we need a wipeout update. We already gave you one, actually. So my question for you is, what sport would be the funniest to add a mandatory amount of alcohol to?
Rugby. Actually, there is already a mandatory amount.
That's what I was saying. I was like, curling, mandatory amount already exists. Bowling, mandatory amount already exists. I feel like it depends on how large you make the mandatory amount, but I'd want to see pole vaulting.
Chess.
Just hammered.
Pole vaulting would be hilarious drunk. Like, they,
right?
'Cause you have to have like that stride going, and
yeah.
it would just feel a mess.
Okay, just for the chaos of it, javelin. But I think for the humor of it, chess.
Why just, I'm taking my pawns. Go get them, guys.
Yo, because it's usually such a very fast and respectful, quiet game. I would love to see just unhinged chess players. They're still very good at the game, but they're mad.
Beth
and
Harmon
not, there's,
is just...
And there's... there's no
inhibitions. Wasn't that the whole thing of the Queen's Gambit was just like an intoxicated person playing?
It.
Wait, you haven't... Okay.
It's actually good.
One day. Yeah, it's real good.
I don't know. I feel like I would also kind of want to just watch, like, really boring sports drunk. Like, I would definitely want to watch croquet drunk, just because I feel like people bending over to hit a ball would be very funny. Field hockey drunk would be hilarious. Okay. So, yeah. Just anywhere where people have to, like, lean down, because you know that it would just be a mess. Olivia B. says, hi, love you guys so much. Wait, did I skip one? No. Olivia B. said, hi, love you guys so much. I have a couple things to bring up. I'm currently binging the entire podcast. I'm on episode 23 at marker 70 minutes, 5 seconds. I just wanted to say bless you to... Let me get close to the screen. I'm going blind. I just wanted to say bless you to, if I believe, Dan sneezed, since no one else cared. Gosh. Also, any word on Brandon Farris... Farris, am I saying that correctly? Coming on the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Brandon Farris is awesome. Wait, do you guys want me to reach out to him? Because he's a homie.
I don't know who it is, but sure.
He's great.
Okay. I have a ton more questions, but I'm waiting to finish binging and get caught up before I ask them. Love you guys. Thank you for existing, and please continue to do so. Thanks, Olivia. We love you.
Do our best.
Cool.
Oh, I love Brandon Farris. He's great. Next question from MES. Hey, y'all, I'm a resident assistant, RA, at Indiana University of Pennsylvania. Yes, there is an Indiana, Pennsylvania, and even a California University in Pennsylvania. Yep.
Why?
This week has been filled with very interesting interactions with my students. First question for you is, what would you do as an RA? What would your floor theme be? What types of programs would you want to do? And how would you view your students?
I wouldn't do any of that.
I knew that was coming. I felt it in my jellies.
That's so much work.
Yeah.
I was like, go to class, hide your alcohol, stop being dumb, and that'd be my whole RA speech. There's themes?
I'd play so many video games with my students. We'd set up like parties and things like that. We'd probably, with Halo coming out, we'd get full teams in ranked for Halo Infinite. Oh, it'd be awesome.
See, I had very uncool RAs, so my context for an RA is very boring. Like, they always used to put up, like, scriptures on the door, and, like, yeah, just real weird.
We had something in college called Hot Seat, which is where that night, like, Sunday nights, we would get down, and we would take someone, we'd put them on the hot seat, and we'd ask them any questions that we wanted, and you had to answer truthfully. And it would just get wild. It would just get out of hand really quickly of, like, what, like secret, and it always ended, what are the top three places you would want to have sex? That's how it ended every time, and everybody's final answer was, because my bed was special, and, like, because I got it for my back, they were like, we would want to have sex in Ryan's bed. And so every hot seat, I was just super uncomfortable to just realize that, like, it's going to be...
I also would want to have sex in Ryan's bed, but just because I know it would make him uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
That, or you had a floor of gay guys that were just like, Ryan's bed. I want it in Ryan's bed.
Ryan's bed. Was Ryan there? No.
I guess that's really his answer, not mine.
Yeah.
Wild.
There's more to the message, Ryan.
I have a question, and it's completely unrelated, but that's how my mind works. What happened to Ben's news in a flash? Your reactions were fantastic. The commentary gives me life. I love your podcast. And for some reason, Ben's military stories always make me laugh, no matter how many times I listen to them. Please keep up with the awesome work. P.S. Ryan, come perform at IUP. Book me. I would love to.
I like that we gave up our entire format for our show and just started a whole new one.
It just went. It just kept. Well, the podcast used to be so long.
So long.
It kept the news in a flash. Yeah, the news in a flash segment was just. It's fun to write, but it was wildly difficult to write. Every week I'd have to come up with like 3 to 7, I think, news, like jokes about news headlines and stuff, and it was a lot.
And if you want to see news in a flash, you kind of already can if you follow Ben Brainerd on social media. His videos are basically that, so follow him.
Basically, yeah. All right, next question. We're almost done here, guys. Nicole A says, hey y'all, just wanted to say thanks for the podcast. It's always a fun listen. And as a healthcare worker, I can tell you that y'all got me through the Delta surge in August and September. I listened to every episode in the course of 2 weeks and used it to start my day with humor before facing COVID at work. Thanks for all the laughs, and I think of y'all as my friends, even though we haven't met. Nicole from Georgia.
I love
that. Nicole, we're besties.
That was just so nice, Nicole.
Yeah, glad we can help out, Nicole.
Oh, awesome. And B said, hi, guys. I saw this question on Twitter and had to send it in. What is the pettiest reason you didn't go on a second date? Have a great week.
I love this. I love this question.
Ryan, you feel, yeah, I see it. I feel like you already have an answer.
I've got like so many answers to this question. She lived far away. Like she lived like far out. Like the drive was just too bad. That was the thing. There was one girl who during our first date, she was like interrogating me throughout the entire thing. That's what it felt like. And again, oh, you know, wow. Been with the government.
Okay.
So I was like, if she pulls out like a wet rag and a bucket, I'll know what's happening. And so she's just, I loved watching.
Did she?
No, she did not. No waterboarding for me, but it was during this date that we're talking and like, she straight up asks me, she just goes, hey, have you ever been cheated on? And I go,
wow.
Yeah, I've been cheated on then stalked. It was a fun wombo combo. And she just goes, I definitely have. And I was like, okay. And then I go, but I've never cheated. And then she just goes, oh, I definitely have. And I was like, what? You just,
I don't know if that's a petty reason, Ryan.
No, yeah, that might just be a real reason.
That's a pretty normal reason.
Yeah.
I just couldn't believe it happened.
Yeah.
I just couldn't believe that a human being was just like, yeah, you know what, first date, I like to cheat. I just want to let you know something. If this keeps going, I really love cheating. Yeah, wow. So that was the thing.
I don't remember any of mine.
I've been on bad dates, man.
I've been on a lot of first dates, very few second dates, but I don't think I have any petty reason. I genuinely don't remember most
Same.
Of them.
So. The only petty reason I can think of is I was gay. So there's that.
I love that that's petty. bad laugh. Bad laugh hurts.
Oh, wait. Don't think that kind of petty. Someone like chewed.
Was there another kind of petty?
Someone chewed kind of disgustingly once. And I was just like, no, I'm not going to go. The other one was they took me. If you take me on a bad date, like if you don't think it through and put as much effort as I put into a date, bitch, we're not hooking up again. Like we're not linking up, you know? So that's something I do. It's like if it's a bad
date. You judge the effort level.
Yeah. Like if you're just going to take me to a soda shop and then like take me back home, of course I'm not going to contact you again. Like
That was the most Mormon sentence I've ever heard.
It's actually just a very Utah sentence.
Soda shop.
I know you, but like genuinely, the amount of soda shop dates I've been on, ugh, yuck.
Yeah, well, that's Utah for you.
Yes, yeah.
They have soda bars there.
This is totally a real one that I can't believe I'm gonna share. But bad hair because we were, like I kissed her and as you like you know go to kiss someone but like really bad like just gross hair and I was just like
oh no.
Yeah and I was like I can never do that again so I was like never again so sorry if you're curious why we never went back out again that was it anyway our final question for the day from Devin D. Hi all me and my boyfriend have been catching up on the podcast. We're on episode 13 as of 11/16/21. I want this to be a surprise if y'all read it when we catch up. Could y'all tell him for me? Oh, I love this. Hi, Zach. Devin has asked the guys to ask you if you would like to marry her.
Let's all say it together. Let's all try and time it together. Okay, are you ready?
It's not going to go well.
Well, yeah, let's do it like we do our claps before the show. Okay.
Okay.
One, two, three. Hi, Zach. Devin has asked the guys to ask you if you would like to marry her.
That went terribly. But I love it. So, Zach, Devin's super into you and apparently thinks you should do the marriage thing. And as someone who goes to a lot of weddings, you just keep me posted.
Homie.
He may propose before this episode, but we love your podcast and I would love for him to have this as a surprise for him. To make the actual question, what is your favorite thing to do when you relax? Go to people's weddings? No, I'm kidding.
Now.
I like being part of proposals.
Sleep.
And if he says yes, congrats.
Probably.
Let us know. Email again, Devin and or Zach, and let us know how that ended. I'm very intrigued about either answer.
He's always never mind. Guys, I think that's it.
That's it. Guys, that's it.
Thanks for tuning in. If this was your first episode, I hope we did or said something this week to make you want to listen in again next week. This next month is going to be a weird one for us because we're all kind of all over the place, holidays and all this. So we're going to do something a little bit different for the next few episodes. So stay tuned for that. It's going to be a good time. If you want to find us outside of the podcast, Ryan, where can they go?
YouthPastorRyan.com. That's it. What about you, Dan?
Dan Bam Bam on all social media except for Snapchat, which is Dan_YOLOLOVE. Wow, Ben.
You can find all my links at benbrainard.com. It's spelled brain, A-R-D. So if you can't figure that out, try using yours. You can also find all the podcast in links and information on gdfmpodcast.com. There's a list of all the places you can listen to our podcast and then all links to our social medias as well. We also have a Patreon. If you want to get the podcast a day early, you can sign up for our Patreon. It's as little as $3 a month, I think, up to $25 a month gets you even more fun stuff. So sign up for our Patreon, keep us working, keep us going. You can email the podcast at podcast@gdfmpodcast.com. We love you. We thank you. We'll see you next week.
Bye. Bye.